This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hello, I'm Andy Kay with your QNN update. From Star Observer, LGBTQI advocacy groups, including Dykes on Bikes, welcomed the Australian Human Rights Commission's decision to reject an application by a Melbourne-based group to hold a lesbian-born female event that excludes bisexual and trans women. Melbourne-based Lesbian Action Group filed an application before the AHRC in August, seeking an exemption to discriminate on the grounds of sexual orientation and gender identity for its lesbian-born female event. Equality Australia CEO Anna Brown said LAG's application was cruel, divisive and provocative. The Victorian Pride Centre rejected LAG's application to host the event at Australia's first and only purpose-built LGBTQI community hub. Last week, AHRC refused to grant the exemption. Dykes on Bikes Melbourne accused LAG of seeking to cause division by excluding those who don't fit into their narrow concept of womanhood. Again from the Star Observer, Victoria's Commissioner for LGBTIQ+ Communities, Todd Fernando, sent out a message of hope after Australia voted no to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament. Fernando, a descendant of Kalari people from the Wurundjeri Nation, was the first out queer Indigenous person to be appointed a commissioner in Australia. In a survey conducted by advocacy group Equality Australia before the referendum, 9 out of 10 LGBTQI Australians said they would vote yes. The electorate of Melbourne City had the highest number of yes votes in Australia, with over 77% of residents of Melbourne CBD and inner city suburbs, including North Melbourne, Fitzroy, Collingwood and Richmond, voting yes. In a post on social media, Fernando said he was devastated, but said the community will move forward. ABC News reports a man motivated by hatred or prejudice has been jailed for up to 22 years for bashing a stranger to death at a gay beat in Sydney's East in the 1980s. Stanley Bruce Early was sentenced in the New South Wales Supreme Court on Friday, with Justice Dina Yahia saying his hatred of gay men was an affront to any civilised society. In June, the 77-year-old was found guilty of the murder of Raymond Keem, 43, at Allison Park, Randwick, in January 1987. The offender used the name Stanley Spider Sutton at the time. Justice Yahia said she was bound to sentence Mr. Early according to sentencing options from the late 1980s and early 1990s, around the time the offence occurred. Mr. Early will be eligible for parole in April 2037. And from Outsports, out gay athlete Daniel Arcos raised the pride flag at the Pan American Games in Chile. The basketball player, who came out publicly in 2020, was cheered by his teammates and the crowd during the Santiago 2023 opening ceremony. The basketball player produced the flag at the National Stadium as the Team Chile athletes delegation completed the Parade of Nations at their home National Stadium in Santiago. Cheered on by his friends and fellow competitors, the 29-year-old also received applause from the crowd of around 40,000 who were celebrating the start of the 19th staging of the Games and the first in Chile. It's the biggest ever sporting event for the country, which hosted the Men's Soccer World Cup back in 1962. Arcos, who came out publicly via Instagram in June 2020, posted a video of the special moment on his social accounts, writing, "My heart cannot be prouder." That's what's making news in the LGBTIQ+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week. You can also find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search QNN. I'm Andy Kay.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.